Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Buddy, I hope your morning is off to, or your day, depending on when you're tuning in, I hope it's off to a fantastic start. I know mine is. I've been awake for 2 hours, and I've thoroughly enjoyed the morning conversations via text, email, and live with people. And today we're going to kick off what I'm calling Spring Forward Fundamentals. Our guest, Michael DiMuccio, is with us, and he is the lead-off, or I should say the the A-list, A-team. But the whole team, the people you're going to hear from for the next 6 weeks, if I'm doing the math in my head, 6 or 7 weeks. Michael, I'm going to ask you this question, then I'm going to let you share your story, and we're going to jump on into things. What do these following people all have in common? Okay. Michael DiMuccio, Ben Woodward, Bo Tanis, Brody Craney, Barb Satterwhite, Bernadette McBurney, and myself, that's seven people. What do all seven of those have in common?
Are you asking me?
I am asking you.
Okay. I would say, well, first of all, they all have Meekin in common. They all have part of Meekin. I would say they all have a sense of purpose in common and a passion for Meekin, for the Meekin technologies, for the Meekin philosophy, everything Meekin. They have a dedication that's tangible, that's demonstrated in the fact, their longevity, for instance. They are loved by many and known by many in Meekin, which is an indicator of their service to the community in Meekin, not just to their own downline. Should I go on?
No, that's you answered my question with many more. And the other thing they all have in common is all seven of us were sitting at the same table at the Leadership Summit in December of 2019. This is prior to COVID, and that group of people, I wouldn't say we were the steering committee for all those leaders that gathered there today, but as you said, very passionate, and the longevity of that group is evident. And I get accused of that. I'm sure you get accused of that. I had one of my greatest compliment I was paid in a long time. One of my professors said to me at a board meeting, he introduced me to his wife, and he said, now Vance could, if he could just get some passion, then he might make something of himself. And I just laughed. But Mike, you're one of those people. So by the way, all seven of those people, well, other six besides myself, they will be, and Mike, you're kicking off. Brody Craney will be joining us next week, followed by Barb Satterwhite, and then the list goes on. Bo Tanis, Ben Woodward, Bernadette McBurney, and so on. Spring Forward Fundamentals. It's springtime. What are some of the fundamentals that are driving those of us, like you said, who are passionate about Meekin, who have always been, our longevity, our integrity? And I'm not bragging on myself. I'm just repeating what you just said. But, Mike, take us back to when you were introduced to Meekin almost 30 years ago, in your 20s, at a life-altering incident that caused an issue physically. And that's where most people get started with Meekin. But let's start there for the sake of people who are new to Meekin, and then let's go have some fun.
Sure thing. Well, thank you for the invitation to be on your call, and welcome and good morning, everyone. You know, this is what I do. I tell my story. I'm a professionally paid storyteller. So create a good story and tell it and keep telling it. That's pretty much my theme to success, and I attribute most of my success to that. I was a graduate of aerospace engineering, although I went into the music business back in the day. I was recording, producing original music, writing music as well as performing, and got a recording contract. So I thought that's where I was going to make my mark in life. Unfortunately, the situation in Canada is not at that time wasn't that great for the music industry, and the company that I was with fell short on funding. And so there I was, 2 years into this project, and without a record label, without the funding, and 2 years out of my profession of possibly going into aerospace engineering. So I was at a crossroad. A friend of mine picked me up from my feet and said, hey, why don't you help me out? I've got an electrical contracting company I'm just starting up, and I could really use a hand over the summer. I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine kind of thing. He was a bass player. He had some contacts. And anyway, long story short, there I was, what was supposed to be a two-month stint, basically manual labor and learning how to do some fundamentals in electricity, which as an aerospace engineering graduate was pretty fundamental to me. But it was physical work. And about 18 months into this work, I was not able to do that work nearly as well as when I started, because I was involved in a car accident in a van. I was hit from behind. I sustained a lower lumbar strain, whiplash of the lower back, and there I was now going to physiotherapy, chiropractic care, massage therapy. Every other day I was in somebody's office. And so what was supposed to be just a two-month thing became almost a three-year ordeal for me. And it was very difficult for me to even anticipate doing anything else because, number one, the hours were long. Number two, I was dealing with this injury. And I was exhausted. I was working 6 days a week, 10, 12 days, hours a day. It was just an impossible thing to even consider getting involved in anything else. But I got a call, like most of us do, and it was from somebody I trusted and respected. And they said that they had come across something from Japan that they thought might be able to help my back. I really didn't have any more information than that, but I trusted this person. He said, come on over, show me, you know, come over to my house and I'll show you what I found. So I did. It was a cold December night. I remember it vividly. He lived about 10 minutes away, so I drove over and he introduced me to Nikan. It started with him showing me a product from me. It was just basically a card about the size of a credit card. It was golden color on one side, fabric on the other, and had the word Nikan on it. I'm like, what the heck is this? He said, yeah, put it on the back. So just thinking, you know, I've been to physiotherapy, chiropractic care, massage therapy. They've done everything to me, but this little gold-colored credit card is going to do something. All right. So I put it on my back, and he says, well, it came with this video. Let's watch it. And the video says humans being more on it, which made me kind of laugh because, you know, in the English language, you don't finish a sentence, humans being more. It's more something, right? I thought maybe there was something lost in translation from this Japanese company. But anyway, so we pop this video in and we start watching, and I was blown away. I was like, wow, who are these guys? Everything about it seemed legit, seemed authentic. Their success story, the stories I heard people talking about the products. I was just like, the feeling in my gut where it just sounded very real and very sincere. So within about 15 minutes of us getting this conversation going, I noticed my back wasn't hurting. And I thought, okay, did I placebo myself? At this point, I don't know anymore, but I am kind of excited about what I'm learning about. And then it became obvious to me that this was a network marketing business. And at that point, I was like, wait, I was a little embarrassed for both of us because I wasn't sure what my friend was doing in network marketing or dabbling or thinking about it. Anyways, he just said, take some of this information home, look it over. So I did. I looked at the compensation plan, whatever it was. It was all photocopied stuff. So it wasn't magical. It was just information. But I couldn't help get that idea out of my head that my back didn't hurt. So I decided to try it on my dad. And he was going to be my guinea pig, like I was my friend's. He put this magnet, I said to my dad as he was going up to bed, he was really suffering from problems with the sciatica. I said, hey, Dad, put this on, see if this helps. He says, what is it? I said, I don't know, it's just something my friend of mine loaned me, and I don't know, you put it on this way. I told him as little as I could because I didn't want to placebo him. I wanted to see if this thing was for real. Well, sure enough, 48 hours later, my dad went from serious limp, incredible pain, all kinds of suffering, working on his feet all day long, to a person who had full mobility, full range of motion, no discomfort at all. And so that just totally blew my mind. But when he called me from work on the second day and said, can you get some more of these things? I got some friends at work that want to buy them. That was when the switch went off in my head where I knew this is going to be huge. It was like a windfall. It was like I got to get in on something that could revolutionize health as we know it. I felt compelled. For me, it wasn't so much about the money, although, man, anything to get out of being an electrician, I would have probably taken if it was legal. And this was just something I saw as a possibility to make a move. I wasn't at all considering a career in this for the life of me. But here I am 29 and a half years later, and it's been more than a career. It's been defining of who I am, what I stand for, the lives that I've been able to influence, the impact that I've had. And I got a fast start, Vance. I didn't waste any time. So I figured if I was going to do this, I was going to apply my engineering mind, you know, and make it like a science project. You know, I was used to having a theme to what I was doing and, you know, nose down and go after it. But one thing I did know, I knew this because I knew enough about network marketing that I knew that this was an important part. They call it momentum. And from as an engineer, I would call it critical mass. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. If you've ever push the car out of the ditch or in the mud or in the snow, you know what I'm talking about. You push and you push and try and get that car swinging. And it's like on that final push, it just gets up and over and then off it goes. And now you're chasing it. That scenario is so true in this business. And I knew that I needed to do that. I needed to create that momentum, create that initial thrust, that initial push to get the thing out of the ditch, because we were introducing something new. We were doing this word of mouth and still are. So it was going to take, you know, good effort, a solid effort. And you have to keep pushing, because if you stop pushing, what happens? The car just settles right back in. So I knew that that was true. You had to hit that critical mass. And then once you hit that critical mass, the thing starts to take a life of its own. And it did. So I pushed and pushed, me and a small team. You mentioned one of them, Bo Tanis, who joined my team. He was actually the second meeting I had. My first meeting was a fellow named Bruce Black. My second meeting was with Bo Tanis, who Bruce Black introduced me to. And so that early start set in motion a chain of events that I've been chasing the car ever since. So that's been an incredible experience.
Michael, you mentioned snow, getting a car out of a ditch, and everybody who's listening knows I'm a first responder, and I've helped a lot of people both as a first responder, but Thanksgiving Day, just a couple months ago, our family, we didn't want to take naps. And I'm gonna set this story up, and I'm gonna be brief, and then I'm gonna turn it right back over to you, because you mentioned humans being more, and that's so pivotal, because we drove up to the highest point in our little town, and it's 4,000 feet, and we didn't hike up to the peak, but we drove up to the parking lot, and on our way up, there was this car in the ditch, in the snow, and I glanced at the gentleman, and then they had another car behind him, and the ladies in my life all said, "Hey, Daddy, should you stop and help them?" And I went, "No, I don't want to help them. They look like they're fine." And I, no compassion whatsoever. I didn't care. It was Thanksgiving Day, and we're as a family. We're just going on a little outing. They're going to close the snow gate in a few days. And we thought, we'll just take some pictures and have some. That's the picture that's on my phone. That's the screensaver of my family. Mm-hmm. And on our way back down, about a half an hour later, these same two cars are stuck in a ditch a little further down the road. And I thought, man, these guys are just not that smart. So I said, I asked everybody, should I stop? And they said, "Yeah, Daddy, it's the right thing to do." And I'm like, that was the 11-year-old. I'm thinking, man, I guess we've raised her right. So I said, "Okay, this will only take a sec, I promise." And I got out, and real quickly, I realized I don't speak their language. I don't know what country they were from. I didn't ask, but I'm using sign language saying, "Hey, look, this is what I would do." And I said, "By the way, you might want to invest in some better tires." I mean, their tires were bald, And here they are driving a car that's not suited for the snow. And here's my point. They were doing everything wrong from an engineering perspective. One guy actually opened the driver's door and he grabbed the seat belt of the guy driving and he was trying to pull. And I went, no. And I'm going, yet, in Russian. And I'm like, I don't know what language they speak. And we worked together to get that momentum, to get the car out. And now I'm soaking wet up to my knees because I hadn't planned on wearing boots and everything. But I thought to myself, this is what you just said, humans being more. I'm going to make fun. Those of you who get offended by this, I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize in advance. Those of you down in the South, like my father-in-law, who say, I tell you what. That's not a complete sentence. And you're right, Michael. Humans being more. Was it something lost in translation? No. That my first binder that you got from Nikan, those big, huge three-ring binders that said, yes, my wellness and humans being more. Mm-hmm. I remember that. And so let's go there. In today's culture.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Today's culture.
How do we become humans being more?
Well, you know, if we don't as a species, we're done. So I don't think it's even a luxury to consider the idea of collaborating with people and cooperating with people. I think it's literally mandated at this time. And all the powers that are simply interested in power have done everything in their might to corrupt our hearts and our minds and separate us from each other. And I'm a complete conspiracy nut because I fortunately have the time to educate myself, and I've gone into history back a long way to understand how we arrived at this point. And it isn't by accident, and it isn't by coincidence, and it isn't just happenstance. There are people actually spending all their day, all their nights, thinking about how to become more themselves in the wrong way. So I kind of see myself as a crusader for the army of the Most High. And when we talk about humans being more, we're talking about being the best possible version that humanity can offer. And that's not being just chivalrous in any sense. It's really about being responsible for ourselves, for our thoughts, for our feelings, for our actions, and for how we treat others. And it's the golden rule, right? It's simply the golden rule. And if you're wired that way, then Nikan is something that fits so in alignment with your nature, with your spirit, with your soul, that you can't help it. And so for me, you know, people say that all the time, why are you still there? Like, why do you, 29 years, like, what are you doing? You could retire. You could have retired a long time ago. I said, this is my answer. Retire is something you do from something you don't want to do. Why would I not want to do this? I love it. I love everything about it. I love the look on somebody's face when they see the product have a result. I love the tone of someone's voice when they've had a win in Nikan. Could have been maybe a first sale, maybe it's their first contact, whatever. It's enrolled somebody new, maybe they advanced in rank, maybe they won the incentive. The tone in someone's voice, the look in their eyes. I remember one of our presidents used to say, Mike, you have this sparkle in your eyes. Every time I see you, you got this sparkle in your eyes. That sparkle is light, and that light comes from purpose and conviction. And if you don't have that in your life, you are like a rudderless boat, and the wind will blow you anywhere. And right now, there's a lot of people getting blown around because they don't have an anchor in the ground. They don't know where they stand. They haven't found the essence of who they are and what they're meant to be. So while Nikan has a product offering and a business offering that I feel is unparalleled and getting even better, by the way. I don't know how many of you have checked out the new shopping cart, but I know there's some issues with it, but I know where this is going. I've seen the Latin American equivalent. you know, we have a better opportunity today than we've ever had. We have an audience now more in need than has ever been. And our story is not just two-dimensional. It's not just about make more money. While, yeah, that's an important and fundamental thing, it's not what gives sustainability to an opportunity. What gives sustainability to anything is purpose and passion. Where is that going to come from? That has to come from a connection to the soul. So if you don't have that connection, whatever you have is just short-lived. It's motivating. It's inspiring for a short period of time. But the second you run into a few obstacles, like your car goes in the ditch, then you give up. And so many people give up because they haven't made that connection. And so the human being more story, the philosophy, the foundation, the principles upon which Nikan has built is core to who we are as people, as a species. Think about it. If I am a created being, I have a spirit, you know, it's my spirit that is seeking to express itself in this world at this time. Well, how do I express myself? My body is an expression of me. It's not who I am. It's merely an expression of who I am. My mind is an expression of me, how I think, how I see the world, my worldview, my God view, etc. That's an expression of me. I am not my mind, but I have a mind. My family is an expression of me, the relationships that I have, the closeness or the distance, all of those, that's an expression of me. I have a family. I'm not a family. I'm part of a family. Society is an extended family. It's just the bigger version of my family, all of you are my brothers and sisters. So it's an expression of me insofar as how do I impact and influence it, and how does it influence me, that relationship? Am I a contributor or am I a taker? And then there's the last piece of this, which is the finances, which is the material sense, which, of course, we live in a material world. Therefore, there must be the ability to navigate those waters. And money, believe it or not, does make a difference. And so having it in abundance is in alignment with my nature, which is a spirit seeking to express itself in more and more ways, in a more abundant way, and in a way that's balanced. So what you're hearing from me, exude from me, is just my connection to this mission, what Nikan is about. And then I can get into the mechanics. I can tell you all about the wellness home and why you should have one. I can tell you about any one of these products inside and out because I know how relevant they are to my overall health, your overall health. I can tell you why this opportunity is unparalleled. Yes, I know there's other network marketing companies. So what? That's just how you carve up the dollars. That's not the point. It's the purpose. It's the passion. It's the story. That's the point. The money follows. And if you don't have that connection, then you struggle. You sort of bump along. But I think the sooner you can make that connection to your soul, who are you? What are you doing here? You know, is our job just to earn a wage? Is that who we are? And I can tell you the other distinction about the seven people who are in that table, or at that table in California, including yourself, Vance, is we know it's not just about the money. We know that. We have a deep sense of purpose and responsibility for carrying the torch forward for the benefit of a lot of people. We're driven by it. And this is why we get the results we do. It's not that we're chasing the results. We can't help ourselves. We just simply are chasing that thing that is driving us, which is coming from our core. And the results follow. And this is what's common among the Royal Diamonds and Nikan I have found. I have found they were compelled. They're driven from this inner spirit that causes them to go out into the world, facing the ridicule, facing what's going on right now in the world, and saying, no, stand down. You don't have a better offer. And that's why they do what they do and why they're successful.
Michael, you mentioned the shopping cart, and I'm a color person. I love colors. I absolutely have been thrilled the simplicity of just, you know, in Amazon, a little known company. They're still new, okay? They employ 1,200 people less than 4 miles down the road from us at one of their facilities. And I say they're still new because every person I've met that's been employed there, including our middle daughter last summer worked for them, she said it's terrible. They chew up people faster than anybody else. But again, they're a young company compared to Nikken, 1975, our history. Here's my point and my question all in one, is that we're always going to have something new, but you mentioned Latin America, and that you have a better feel and touch and understanding of what's been driving the Spanish-speaking market for the last several years underneath Luis Casuga's leadership, his master mindset, if I could call it that. And where we're going with this, it's part of a rhythm. We haven't mentioned that word yet. And I have fallen in love with this concept as I dialogued with a friend of mine in Michigan this morning, and we were talking about goal setting. And that every one of us in the morning when we wake up, we have a goal when we return to that bed. We have a goal to hopefully accomplish as many things as we possibly can. That's my mission statement, is to live every day to its fullest, knowing that I will leave a living legacy for future generations. That's just mine. And I recite that every morning. And some days don't accomplish as much. But my point is, We begin with the end in mind, and there's a daily, a weekly, a monthly, and then a 90-day rhythm that these Latin American countries, they run on with Nikken. Can you address, I'm biased in this because you helped brainwash me 4.5 years ago, you, William Todd, and Marty Jeffries with the ICANN Attitude Program, and some people know this and some people don't, but I got drug into, it was not something I wanted, a $1.2 million lawsuit that I had nothing to do with, but I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. So they thought, but I wasn't, and it turned out I was out of the country. And so it took 18 months to clear my brother and I's name from this, and it's all good in the end. But the ICANN Attitude program is what steered me on the right course to help my mindset. How important, Michael, is a 90-day rhythm, something like the ICANN Attitude, and this is a little commercial because we just started it, and if you're looking for a 90-day rhythm, that segues into Nikken. How important is that word rhythm in goal setting and writing things down and like what you've done with your life for 29 and a half years, you said? How important is that rhythm?
It's life. Your heartbeat has a rhythm. Your breath has a rhythm. Depending on the speed at which you're going through life determines the rhythm. You know, if you're going to run, it needs a certain rhythm. If you're going to walk, it's a certain rhythm. If you're going to crawl, it's a rhythm. If you're just doing nothing, it's still a rhythm. Everything is rhythm. The entire planet is on a rhythm. Right now we're going into spring. It's a rhythm. The life, the universe, it's one of the fundamental concepts of creation, is this idea of this natural rhythm. Now, I'll give another example of it before I get into it specifically, but you've all heard the opera singer who shatters the glass. Well, how do they do that? How do they sit with their voice, shatter the glass? Is it just because they're singing loud? The answer is no. They first strum the glass, and they listen very carefully to the tone that the glass is making, because the glass has a natural frequency, a natural tone, a natural, what they call resonant frequency. The frequency that glass, specifically that glass, vibrates at. No two glasses are identical, like no two people are, but essentially there's a vibrational frequency that they're tuning into. Then they sing that note to the best of their ability, and if they're good at it, they're pretty good at it. Well, as they sing next to that glass, what does the glass start to do? It starts to harmonize with that note. Just like if you put two guitars next to each other, two perfectly tuned guitars next to each other. If you strum one, the other one begins to vibrate with the same strum. That's called harmonic resonance. And if I sing that note, if that opera star sings that note, they create a resonance in the glass. And if they keep singing, the key is they keep singing that natural rhythm, then the glass will, the amplitude of that glass, the movement of that glass will continue to expand and eventually it will shatter because it cannot sustain the amplitude. Well, in the case of our business, if we sustain the note, the amplitude of our business continues to expand. In other words, our business continues to grow. You've got to keep singing that note. So is it possible that Nikan has a frequency, that a diamond or a royal diamond business has a frequency? And the answer is yes. Every structure by design and by nature has a frequency. Each of our rhythms in Nikan are tied to the structure of our business. So if you are just somebody who's dabbling in Nikan, you're probably not going to maintain much of a rhythm. It's like the person who's doing Nikan at leisure. They'll jog a little bit, then they'll walk a little bit, and whatever. And they'll get a bit of an exercise that, you know, they're not going to really be a performer that's going to be winning any races anytime soon. But if you're somebody who's serious about this and wants to see the big payoff, then the consistency is the most important thing of all. And that's that rhythm. Is there a daily thing that I should be doing? Yes. Is there a weekly thing I should be doing? Yes. Is there a monthly thing, a quarterly thing, a semi-annual thing, and an annual thing? And when I started presenting this information to Nikan, in particular, Mr. Kasuba, our current CEO and president, when he was in Latin America, they fully embraced it because I launched Latin America like I did in Canada with this rhythm, this concept of this rhythm. There had to be something people did every day that led to something they did every week, that led to something that we experienced every month. And so that is how we could create progression and continuity and create that critical mass or that momentum. That was key. We needed to shatter the glass. We needed to break through that critical mass. What was it going to take? How many people? I don't know. But we just keep singing the note. So in Latin America, they fully embraced this concept and continued with the calendar of events that I initiated when I went and launched Mexico in 1993. And that is now part of their vernacular. If you spoke to anybody in Latin America and you said, do you know anything about this thing, this rhythm of the business? They could tell you everything about it because it's part of their education as an Nikan consultant. That's how much they've embraced the idea. So when you look at a calendar of events in Latin America, you might be overwhelmed. You might look at a calendar and say, oh, my God, they have so many events. None of them in Latin America are confused by it. Every event has a purpose that fits the rhythm, and depending on what rhythm you're on, you know which event is useful to you at that time. So they're not confused. It's like all the channels on television. It could be overwhelming if you try to watch all of them at the same time, but you don't. You choose. And so these rhythms play a role in how we can grow and sustain our business. Now, let me give it to you in even more practical terms. And this speaks to the I can. If I took a penny and double it every day, most people know this. If I took a penny and offered to double it to every day, you know, one penny today, two tomorrow, four the next day, eight the next day, 16 the next day, 32 the next day, 64 the next day, $1.28 the next day. You know, within about a week's time, 8 days' time, you've accumulated, you know, maybe a couple of bucks, not even. So not a big deal. Doesn't look like much. Well, if that was you and me, Ken, you might think, this is not really panning out. I'm not really seeing anything happen here. And you might quit right there. That might be your day that you quit. Somebody who's, well, they keep telling you, keep going, and you might hang out there for another 7 days. And by the end of day 15 or whatever that amounts to in your rhythm, you know, you've accumulated maybe 200, 300 bucks. And you're like, wow, 15 days for 300 bucks. I make more, you know, shoveling snow out of my friend's my neighborhood. You know, that's, you might think that way. And you would be right. Yeah. Because you're only looking at time and money as a parallel relationship. I put in so much time, I make so much money. And that's the way 95, 96% of the world operates. It's a paradigm. It's a self-imposed prison. Because they don't understand how it has imposed upon them and taken from them their ability to create that critical mass, that thing that the banks use, that the insurance company use. Have you noticed the tallest buildings in every city in the world are owned by either a bank or an insurance company? How do you suppose that's possible? Because they've learned this concept called compounding. All that is the rhythm. It's constantly, constantly, constantly with some type of a rhythm doing something that is able to then compound. Well, let me take this story to the finish line. Day 30 got $5.3 million. Now, you think, wow, that's amazing. 30 days and constant, 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 same thing. Yeah, creates a huge momentum swing because there's a moment in time you hit critical mass around day 24. Around day 24, this thing goes vertical. And all of a sudden, you go from 40,000 to 5.3 million in a week. That's the moment you're waiting for. That's what you're building toward. And when you hit that critical mass, you end up the rest of the time chasing this thing. So, and if you, what happens if you switch the rhythm? You say, Mike, you know, that rhythm of every day, I know it's important. And you've explained to me how important it is, but can I do it every other day? Sure, Vance, you can do it every other day. No problem. Let's see what your next 30 days look like if you do it every other day. Well, guess what, Vance? By the end of 30 days, you will have done $163 on that 30th day, so about $300 in total. What? You mean to tell me if I do this every other day, I get $300 instead of $5.2 million if I did it every day? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's the importance of the rhythm. That's the importance of getting in harmony with the rhythm and doing it with some consistency. That's the difference between the people who see the big paychecks and the ones who just see moderate income. And it's so simple an idea, so simple an idea, it's almost impossible to comprehend. And that's why people don't do it. But I promise you, the law of laws doesn't change just because you don't believe in it. This concept of compounding, this concept is a law. It's the reality. This rhythm, this concept of rhythm is what makes it possible for the universe to continue to expand. So it's fundamental. And I know I've given it to you in some somewhat scientific terms, but the truth of the matter is it's really simple. Find something you can do every day and do it every day. You know, I started something. I started doing bench presses. Because I was really, really annoyed at myself for having such poor upper body strength. So about just a little over 3 weeks ago, I decided I wasn't going to do the every other day. I know that's how most people do it if you're doing any weightlifting. One day you exercise, the other day you rest. But I figured I don't exercise enough, so I'll do it every day. And that's exactly what I've been doing. I've been doing a certain rep every day, three reps every day, and then I slightly increase the weight every day because I know it's not how much I lift. It's that I lift every day. And boy, oh boy, I kind of like the results when I look in the mirror.
Well, Michael, and I can tell you, not to get off on a tangent, but I get to be around my family. My brother and my sister-in-law's kids, and the oldest of the Rogers, he's 25 years young, and he's teaching himself Latin. Latin. But he said that exact thing to me yesterday. As we're driving together, and he said, Uncle Vance, do you mind if I read out loud? And I said, no, I don't mind at all. He's reading a language that is how many centuries old? And he's reading it out loud. But he does it every single day. And I thought, this is how he's going to teach himself. And he'll be speaking Latin. And again, I don't know who he's going to speak it to, but it doesn't matter because that's the goal. And I want to encourage you, and I just or encourage anybody. This is so important, and it's so simple. Things that the Bible says, where your heart is, your treasure will be also. And I think that if I could interpret that exactly like what you said, Michael, is that where we put our emphasis every single day, that's where our heart's going to follow, our finance, everything, the whole five pillars, the whole humans being more, they all relate to each other, but it's every single day. And gamers know this. We have this in our culture today, professional gamers. Every day they're gaming. And they get nothing, they get little financial, but there is the few. They're like one in a million. And you see them on YouTube and they're making millions because gaming companies want them to endorse their product or whatever. But the odds are so much more in our favor.
Morning.
If we'll grab hold of something like Nikan and do it every day. Or
what
like
exactly
playing Major
is it
League
that
baseball.
We're doing?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like, what is it we're doing? We're telling our story. How difficult can that? Honest to God, this is the simplest business I could. I couldn't possibly imagine a simpler business. What am I doing? What am I doing right now? I'm telling my story. This is what I do. I tell my story, and I shape that story based on who I'm talking to and what part of the story is most relevant to them. That's it.
That's it.
That's not
That's
a complicated business.
If you got on late, Michael DiMuccio has been our guest this morning, and we could go all day with this conversation. Trust me. And I can't. I want to just again remind everybody, Brody Craney will be with us next week. And we're going to get into a little bit more of the product of it, because Brody is an avid, like you are, Michael, an engineer in aerospace and all that stuff. Brody grabs hold of a product, and he researches it over and over and over. But talking about what do we really have compared to what else is out there, compared to a water company or a CBD oil company or a makeup company, you know, skincare and all this. So pick anything. But when it comes to the product, and again, we're just going to – I don't know if I can call them the Knights of the Round Table, because there was, you know, two ladies and then these guys. But, again, it goes back to that passion. But I want to finish on this note. You talked about the analogy of shattering the glass, and I just want to say thank you for that analogy, because all of us are capable of doing that in our own lives. If we'll grab hold of these simple principles and just keep telling our story over and over and over and over. And I'm grateful for what you're doing. I'm grateful for what you've already done, because there's so much more to the story behind the scenes. And let's finish with this. How important is what's coming up in this rhythm? We have an event coming up called Master Day. And we have a new product, a reintroducing of a product that we all know is our sleep system, which has been the backbone of our product line for ever since we've been here in North America. And we haven't had it for almost a full year because of situations out of our control. But how important is Master Day, Michael?
Okay. I'm going to get to that real quick, but I got to share this with you because it just happened recently. And this coming Master Day and this product, I've been waiting for this for a long time. This is my favorite product. So hold that thought for a second. So one of my daughters, Sophia, actually both my daughters and my niece are joining me in Nikan as soon as they graduate, or Sophia graduates in about a week or two. And as an aerospace engineer, ironically, but she's joining me in Nikan. This is how she's kicking off her career. And so I've been interviewing superstars at Nikan with my daughter so that she can get some, you know, information about how to get started. And we recently interviewed Alejandra Castillo, who's one of the top income earners in the world in Nikan. She's been in Nikan 10 years. She started when she was 32 years old. And she said, you know, when she started, this at the time, as a mom with three kids, also had a job, but she wanted to be at home with the kids. And she said, I made a decision that I was going to sponsor two new people per month. That was, you know, a thing that I thought I could manage. And so I decided to do that. I was going to have two appointments per week. And then in order to have those two appointments per week, I made a decision that I would contact 5 to 10 people every day and make an invite. Oh, excuse me, 5 to 10 invites per week. So that was like 1 to 2 people per day. So she made the commitment on a rhythm to contact 1 to 2 people per day so she could have at least 2 appointments per week to present Nikan so she could have at least 2 new people enroll in her business. So she was operating per month. That was her rhythm of the business, okay? 10 years go by. She's a Royal Diamond, one of the top 10 income earners in the globe of Nikan. She's 42. She's now got 4 kids. She loves life, lives life, and is not ruled by time or money. She has the freedom of those things. So I said, okay, so if you were Sophia, what would you say to her, the top three things? She said, Sophia, number one, invest time. It's going to take time, invest it. Number two, build a team, because that's what you're going to do, and that's what you need to do. And number three, have a monthly goal. One of the things that she advised, one of the top income earners, a person who's a superstar, built a huge business in under 10 years, and that's what she's advising my daughter, who's about to kickstart her business. So I would share that with you as well. But what a great way to do that with an event. All of the rhythm of the business is tied to events. And this Master Day is the quarterly event. Each event is larger than the other. The quarterly event is the largest in our calendar, meaning it is the one that has the greatest depth. It has the greatest height. You're going to see, you're going to have vision. You're going to have content. You're going to have recognition. You're going to have all aspects of NECAN all in one session. So if I was wanting to baptize somebody in NECAN, this would be the session. This would just do it all, right? Cover all the bases. Well, on top of that, we have a keynote who's amazing, and he's going to teach us about the power of our personal story and how to tell it in a way that is compelling. And remember, I was compelled. So this is a skill set you want to have. Number two, this product. This is absolutely, in my opinion, the product that shapes our it's shaped our history. It's shaping our future because it's fundamental. Absolutely fundamental to our body's survival, especially in this electronic age where we are now completely bombarded by electromagnetic waves coming from every gadget there is. I think that our product line is going to become essential for life. Not just that it's been great for those of us who've benefited from it. I believe it's essential going forward. So to be at the start of something big, which is this new product, which is going to be more affordable, more available, and easier to ship than any previous version, but incorporates all the technologies and is based on the scientific principles of its earliest development in Japan, which I believe is where they really hit the home run with this thing. So you have nothing but greatness coming your way for this thing. So knowing what I know about this, what is my MO? What am I doing every day? I'm telling everybody about this event that they need to be at this event because they're going to learn something there that's going to have an impact on their family's future. That's what I'm telling them. So if I
and
believe
I,
that's
and I,
true.
No, what I would add to that is Michael, it often, and I want to throw this out here, and I want to be careful with my words so people hear my heart, not my words and not my brain. We have to be proactive and start now, like you're saying, telling everybody about it. And it, when we tell our story, going back to the very beginning of our conversation 45 minutes ago, we're still telling our story and we're introducing them to NECAN, not saying, oh, wait, just wait. No, don't wait. Don't wait. To keep telling our story now.
I tell people I need to get you up to speed right now so that you're prepared for that event.
And because
so I want them knowing before you. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's it. I want people like my brand new consultant who will be registering today. I want her to know today, hey, you got introduced because of a wrist issue because you're a hairdresser. And I know you're excited about that. But the real creme de la creme, what Stacy and I, what our whole entire family, all of the Rogers, have been blessed by is we're going to reintroduce it in a couple weeks. And it's not all hinging around one product. The iPhone has revolutionized the whole entire cell phone industry, and people have Droids and they have Samsung, they have different brands. But it's the iPhone that has revolutionized. Steve Jobs revolutionized everything, and we see this. Okay, Jeff Bezos with Amazon, he revolutionized the way people shop. And whether we like Amazon or not, it doesn't matter. But that's the point. We can. Okay, we have this saying, I can, you can, we can, me can. We can revolutionize wellness, but we have to get to the core, the backbone, and that's sleep. And that's where we're going with this. So there is a sense of urgency, but at the same time, I want to go back to that rhythm. And if we're not on it, then it doesn't. And again, Michael, I just want to say thank you again, because 4.5 years ago, I didn't understand this. Now I do. And we've been doing it. We just see it over and over and over. And again, just as simple as the calendar is, we begin with the end in mind, and that's where we end up. So we are out of time. Michael, I know, again, there's so much more we could keep unraveling. But I want to say thank you. And I know the people who've been texting me
Wow. Anytime you want me back, Vance, I'd be happy to. Conversation forward.
So, yeah, and again, it's just a conversation. It's just sharing our story. SaturdayAMLive.com.
Hey, can I plug something?
Yes, go ahead.
Can I plug something?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
So so Ben and I have teamed up to do a weekly newsletter, and Ben's the author. He's the wordsmith. So if you want to plug into that newsletter, we'll get that link over to you, Vance. So you can get on the newsletter. But there's also the most important thing that we got is a live chat. It's a WhatsApp chat that we've invited people to just join in so we can build our community through this WhatsApp chat. And Vance, you're plugged into it, and you have the share link. So please feel free to share that link with your team. Invite them to join the WhatsApp. It means from your phone, get WhatsApp, which you can also use on your laptop, by the way, once it's on your phone, and join our WhatsApp chat. Then you become part of the core consultant, the NECAN core consultant group of people who are actively pursuing NECAN as a business. And it's like a text group, as you all know, but it's the place we can congregate. It's the place where we can share. It's our way of staying connected, regardless of circumstances, connected to one another and talk in real time about what's what. I just, for instance, Heather Abbott just posted yesterday, I have a contest going for the best video testimonial of the Kenko Ground, and she submitted hers. It's got to be 60 seconds or less. Use your iPhone on a horizontal landscape view. And make sure you've got the Kenko Ground in the view of your shot. But anyway, it's a great little testimony. So you'd have access to that if you were on that WhatsApp chat. All this stuff would be coming your way that you could say, oh, my God, this is a great testimony. Let me share this with so-and-so. So plug in. I think it's critical that you plug in and stay plugged in, because that will give you the chutzpah, the motivation, the encouragement if you're having an off day when you're seeing other people who are excited and making things happen.
Michael, it's like I watched Heather's video this morning. I've been literally several times, let's say 5-6 times a day, I see that, oh, I've been given more notifications. I go, it's equivalent to being at, and you and I have this experience, and so do so many other people, it's equivalent to being at a NECAN international event. I mean, a big one, okay, a big one. And out in the hallway in between sessions, you see a conversation going on with people who are really passionate and they're moving forward. And you go, oh, man, if I could just eavesdrop. And you sneak over to that conversation and you just stand there and listen to what these power players are discussing. That's the equivalent of what
this is.
That's a
great analogy. I'm going to use that. That's a great analogy.
Because Denny Rogers, Stephen B. Stevens, Cy Wagenbach, I could keep going on. Dennis Bryant, some of the great players in NECAN, I called them the lobby lizard. They'd stay outside the meeting hall and they would have these power discussions of like, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, Cy Wagenbach would say, oh, let me show you this new energy test I learned on showing people how great the insoles are. And that's what the WhatsApp is to me. I just read really quick, and they're short snippets, and everything's posted there. So if you don't have that app on your phone. It's really simple. If I can do it, you can do it. Trust me.
Yeah, it's simple.
Find a teenager if you think you're struggling with it, but get it on your phone and it's all there. It's super easy. I have a built-in family of them, 22, 19. They looked at me last night. This 19-year-old said, "Daddy, do you need help with that?" And it was this pitiful, this absolutely pitiful thing. And we just wanted to watch a movie. And they weren't sure that I did it. I did it. And we were able to, and it was a stupid movie, but it was something Stacey and I wanted to watch. But if you missed part of this conversation, you want to go back and listen to it again. SaturdayAMLive.com, 2020 recordings. It's right there. I always send it out via email. Yeah. By the way, on that note, the email broadcast system of NECN has not been added to the new website. So please send me a text or an email, and I will add you to ours, just like what Michael was saying about being added to the Core Consultant newsletter. I read that from top to bottom this morning. Wow. There's just so much really good information, and it doesn't take long. It's not a huge hour commitment to go through all this stuff. Everything is super short and super brief, and that's how we tell our story and be relatable to other people. So,
hey Vince,
thank you again, Michael.
On the WhatsApp chat, would you share the link to this call or however anyone can get connected to your recordings?
Absolutely. I'll make a quick phone call, and just like you post your stuff immediately, I will do the same and make sure it's posted there. So, and hopefully people won't get overwhelmed by if they don't look at the timer. But just like Ben Woodward's 34 minutes talking about the elephant in the room, if you don't get asphyxiated on the time, do I have 34 minutes? No. That's the negative. The positive is it's Ben Woodward, and in the first 60 seconds, he sucks you in. I mean, even my dad said to me last night, he said, "I watched your video. What did you want me to do with it?" I said, "No, Dad, I just wanted you to watch the video. That's all." He's like, "Oh, I watched it." I said, "And your thoughts?" He said, "Oh, it was good. It was great." I said, "Okay, that's all I wanted you to do, Dad." Because
you could just make the note, this may be long, but it is worth every minute.
Yeah, and that's all I got to do is tell people, just watch the first few minutes. And if it doesn't suck you in, then it's not for you. Go back and watch it. But every single person in the entire Rogers organization that I've texted that to or emailed it to, I keep getting the same response back. Wow, wowzer, he's so good. I can't believe he just said, "I told you." That's how my friend Fernando says to me, "I told you, Vance. I told you." And so it's good. So I'll get it posted. But, Michael, thank you again. Spring Forward Fundamentals every Saturday for the next 6 weeks right here, same number, audio only, no Zoom. People don't want to see Vance this early in the morning, okay? I promise you. And we're going to have some fun. But, Michael, thank you again. Have a fantastic rest of your day.
Pleasure. Thank you.
To learn more about NECN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.